This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And DeRussia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Our guest today rose to fame as a chef and owner of the restaurant Saffron. He was young in those days. What happened, Same Wadi? You were so young.
You were just saying nice things. We get on air and you just start roasting me within 3 seconds. I love this.
That's, you know, nobody wants to hear the nice interview, do they? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Saffron is coming back. You have a location. You've been doing little pop-ups, big pop-ups, that people can have a chance to get a first taste of some of what you're working on. But before we get into that, tell us where you're at with the rebirth of Saffron, because you have opened a couple other restaurants in the middle. You and your brother, they're doing very well. Right?
Milk Jam. World Street Kitchen and Milk Jam. Yeah. World Street just celebrated 13 years. Milk Jam is 10. I don't even know how those numbers are real. I mean, it's just kind of crazy to me that I've been doing this for 20 years and I'm 28. So, right. You know, it's kind
hard
of crazy.
You were such a young. Well, that was sort of the bit when you opened Saffron.
I was 23 when I opened Saffron. And we've been in business for 20 years on our own, signing checks in Minneapolis. And it's just been kind of an insane journey. And to bring back a restaurant that we closed 10 years ago is kind of a wild move. But we're kind of feeling really good about it. We feel like it's a restaurant that is really important and has been missing from our dining scene. And so we're super excited about it coming back. It's kind of like that first love that you have and you're like, oh, I can actually kind of reignite that flame. Like, All right, let's do it.
Are you feeling that way?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. You know, it's really funny because I feel like that restaurant was just not only just an important restaurant for me in my culinary career, but it was like important for me in my own personal identity. And closing it came at a perfect time that just kind of let me do other things other than Middle Eastern food. And then I kind of just came back home to those flavors that were like the comforts, those flavors that remind me of my childhood, that just brought so much, kind of centerness to me. Mm. It was just like that was the food that I kept gravitating more towards. So it just was natural.
Did you feel like at the conclusion that you wanted to prove that you could do other things or that...
I think I was like in my mind, I was so young, I was 23 again, like baby, right? In 10 years of doing that, you start to feel like, oh, I'm being pigeonholed into just being like a Middle Eastern chef cooking Middle Eastern food. And I'm like, I have all these other things that I want to try and want to do. And World Street Kitchen is like inspired by international street food and sort of like cooking without borders. And there is like no rhyme or reason as to how we cook. It's just big, bold flavors that are just like harmonious together. And then Milk Jam comes in and that's like chef driven ice cream where we make different flavor profiles that are either comforting or like, you know, kind of relate to the season, like, or you know, kind of just pull inspiration from a million different ways. But saffron was like a singular lane. It was Middle Eastern Mediterranean food, and that was it. So I needed that little bit of like, you know, untetheredness to get back and be tethered by something that was actually really important to me.
Saffron is still the name of the restaurant.
As far as I know.
It's not going to be like Saffron 2.0.
No, it's Saffron. Yep, Saffron Restaurant.
Won't be exactly the same.
It won't be. That's actually a really beautiful thing that I feel like nothing is exactly the same as it once was. And that is something that we're trying to like really celebrate with this restaurant, is that it has the same sort of the same DNA. But I've changed, the way that I cook changed, and all of these things have changed. And so we're kind of excited. And also there's a really important big part of this new restaurant is that everything will be cooked with live fire. So everything is cooked with wood or charcoal. And so naturally everything is going to be tasting differently than what it was in the original saffron.
Some of that is because of the space.
The space itself, yes. So we have these beautiful ovens that we've inherited that are wood-burning ovens. And
it's the former Young Joni space.
Exactly.
If people know that in Northeast Minneapolis.
Such an iconic, very beautiful space, and such an iconic restaurant that really helped put that neighborhood on the map, and sort of it did a lot for Minneapolis. And we're just so lucky to be able to carry that torch on.
I think that space is going to be perfect for you. And the fact that you've got the fire does open up some opportunities for some of the ways that you've been cooking. I mean, you haven't stopped cooking this style or this kind of food. You've been doing private events.
Yes.
You've been doing just dinners for friends over fire. But you've been creating food over fire
forever,
as long as
now.
I've known you.
Yeah, forever. This is like really kind of like, while everybody's looking forward, I'm looking backwards in terms of what does Middle Eastern food look like, and what are some of the pillars of that food, and it's cooking over a live fire. That's what my ancestors did, and so therefore it just made sense for me to do that. I mean, that comes with its own challenges. I feel like, obviously, you know, when you're cooking with live fire, you have to just kind of like let the thing do its thing, and you know, you can't rush it. It just burns at its rate, and you just have to kind of move things along and be creative with it. And that's why we're doing these pop-up dinners, and I've been so excited about getting into that space and cooking and using these elements that I haven't really used in a professional setting that much, you know. So everything is touched with fire, and so that is kind of like a beautiful thing.
These are called Beiti?
Beiti, yeah. Beiti, which means my home.
B-E-Y-T-I, Beiti.
Yep, and means my home in Arabic. And it's basically a menu that I would cook at home. The first pop-up that we did last month, and you were at that one. Maybe. No, you're
I'm coming this week.
Next one. Yeah. So I've been drinking all day. Sorry, guys. So for those that know me, probably think that that's a not funny joke because I don't actually drink. But
right,
anyways,
yes.
So the first one was like inspired by my grandma and my mom's style of cooking, which was just like comfort food. This one is inspired by my travels. So like there are certain dishes that I brought back with me from different locations that I've had, you know, kind of like a time and a place, a memory that I built. And all of these are kind of coming into the menu at Saffron. And just naturally, as we're kind of like writing the menu for these pop-ups, it just kind of brought itself together into these thematic, you know, kind of menu interpretations of what this is. So like, I'm super excited about them being a reflection of where the restaurant is headed. It's not like a fully buttoned up thing of what you're going to expect from the restaurant, but it's you get to see like a peek behind the curtain of how a restaurant operation actually works, because it's raw, it's unedited. You know, you come in, you sit down with strangers and you're breaking bread, and by the end of it, you're friends now.
Sami Wadi is with us. Beiti is the pop-ups, and you'll do those until you open the restaurant. You can find out about There's one Thursday and Friday this week at saffronmpls.com. When do you think you're going to open?
This year.
This year?
Yeah, I'm
now,
super hopeful
you say
and
this,
very excited.
You know, when you say this year, you came on my DeRussia Eats podcast like 47 years ago and told me you were going
to
open this year.
I lied to you.
Such a lie. Like, my editors at Minnesota Monthly are like, when is Same going to open that place? I'm like, I don't think it's going to be this year.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to be next year.
But it will be this year. Now we have a space. We are starting construction soon.
So November, December, probably.
I don't know. We'll see. It'll be this year, though.
All right.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, let's break. When we come back, I want to ask about Michelin coming to Minneapolis.
Ooh.
Does Same Wadi want to give it a run and try to get a Michelin star? We'll get an answer to that question when we continue DeRussia Eats here on CCO.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chef Same Wadi is with us. Saffron will open sometime this year in Northeast Minneapolis. World Street Kitchen. I think World Street Kitchen is one of the more underrated restaurants in the Twin Cities. I think it's just been around so long that people forget just how good it is. Milk Jam Creamery. It's ice cream weather. Although you opened that thing in December or in the winter.
In January.
That's right. Beatty are the pop-ups. So if you want to tell your friends you got the first chance to go to Saffron, you can. And they're doing it in the back bar at the new Saffron location. So all of that is at saffronmpls.com. And you can see the info on the pop-up. There's still some tickets available for Thursday this week. Okay, Michelin coming to six cities sort of in the Midwest. Does Same Wadi want the chance to earn a Michelin star?
I don't.
You don't?
I really don't.
Why not?
I feel like it's kind of a double-edged sword where it adds extra pressure and extra stress on the teams and the chefs. To keep it, to earn it, to lose it, to whatever. And it's like, it's hard enough to do restaurants. As is. And so, you know, adding one more layer of stress for us, it is kind of a hard thing for me. And especially for a new restaurant.
It's really hard for a new restaurant.
It's very, very difficult because you could, you know, it definitely changes the trajectory of what your restaurant looks like.
Are you glad that they're coming here?
I sure am. Yeah. It's like I said, there's a beautiful thing about it. And there is something to be said about being recognized by that, but it's just
bib
for
gourmand?
Me.
You could be bib gourmand.
Yeah, I'll take a bib. You know, I love wearing bibs. You know, I wear bibs all the time.
It would be good to be recognized, but that is fair. Like the work, once you get it, that is awesome. But then is
the true work really starts to work. And at that point,
because losing it is oof.
That's tough.
That's
tough.
Same, I can't wait to check out Beatty. I'll be there this week. And have a great summer. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for having me. Time check. Thanks to Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. It's 4:57. Time to upgrade your timepiece or get a great graduation or Father's Day gift. Check out the watch selection at Continental Diamond.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback. Made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.